KURL presents the news through the worldwide facilities of United Press International and the KURL newsroom.
A single car crash, 1 1/3 mile east of Poplar on U.S. Highway 2 yesterday evening, resulted in the death, a half hour after midnight today, of 22-year-old Milton Charles Cantrell of Poplar. Highway Patrol Sergeant Alvin Baldry of Wolf Point said Cantrell, traveling west at a high rate of speed, failed to negotiate a shallow curve. Baldry said that Cantrell's car skidded 315 feet into a barrel pit. It hit an approach road, flew 168 feet into the air, and rolled 120 feet. Cantrell was thrown out of the car and was found 102 feet beyond the vehicle. The accident occurred at 7:30 p.m. Cantrell died in a Poplar hospital at 12:35 a.m. today. Political maverick Mike Cachura of Billings has called on Democratic State Chairman Fred Barrett to resign. Cachura wrote Barrett a letter calling on him to give up the state chairmanship gracefully. Cachura, past Democratic nominee for governor, accused Barrett of lack of leadership and claimed reapportionment had made the Chester area wheat farmer politically ineffective. In Kachura's words, "Politically speaking, reapportionment has done to you what Delilah's haircutting job did to Samson. The day the farmers' union control over the legislature by way of the sparsely populated counties is a thing of the past. Your brand of politics is as up-to-date as high-button shoes." End of quote. On the national scene, we'll have a look at national news right after these words. We invite you to be listening at 4:30 this afternoon for a music festival brought to you by the Billings State Bank, the bank that likes to say yes to your every banking need. Ask them about a low bank rate auto loan, a home improvement loan, or a checking account. They're all yours from the bank that likes to say yes, the Billings State Bank. On the national-international scene, Gemini space workers went on strike today, forcing officials at Cape Kennedy to take stopgap measures to stay on schedule for next month's twin Gemini shots, but the walkout called against the McDonnell Aircraft Corporation already set one critical test back a day and threatens to delay the manned space shot set for December 4th and December 13th. The first cabinet meeting since President Johnson underwent surgery 6 weeks ago was held this morning. The president heard a report on the nation's economic expansion, that it should roll into 1966 on a strong note. An American general says the U.S. Army 1st Cavalry Division killed 1,411 communists by actual body count in the six-day battle for the Chau Phung Mountain in South Vietnam. Brigadier General Richard Nolas said the figure on communists killed did not include red losses by artillery and B-52 bombers. 5 U.S. senators met with Soviet Premier Kosygin in the Kremlin today to sound out Russian attitudes on a peace settlement in Vietnam. The group was led by Senate Democratic Leader Mike Mansfield. Funeral services for former Vice President Henry Wallace will be held at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Ridgefield, Connecticut, tomorrow afternoon at 2. The Ecumenical Council has given a final vote of confidence to an historic declaration recognizing the right of freedom of worship for all men. Foreign ministers of the 20-nation Organization of American States have been put on notice that reforms are urgently needed to keep the organization from falling apart. The OAS Secretary General Jose Mora declared at the conference in Rio de Janeiro last night that the new social, economic, and political problems are making it impossible for OAS to fulfill its responsibilities. We'll have a look at weather right after these words. Free turkeys every hour on the hour. Free Hills Brothers coffee and delicious cake this Friday and Saturday. And outstanding holiday bargains. Where? Buttery's, 13th and Grand. Now, U.S. number one Ocean Spray cranberries, 3 1-pound packages are just 79 cents at Buttery's. Fancy mixed nuts, 3 pounds for a dollar. Taylor's sweet potatoes, large number 3 squat tins, 2 for 53 cents. Buttery's is featuring small size grade A eggs, 3 dozen for a dollar. And say, Buttery's has the largest selection of turkeys in town, priced from 29 cents to 45 cents a pound. Get ready for the holidays. Shop Buttery's, 13th and Grand. You'll get outstanding bargains and Gold Strike stamps, too. Weather-wise, the forecaster says that we'll have a high of close to 50 today. It'll be partly cloudy and warmer. Currently, it's 43 degrees at Billings Logan Field.
That's the news till now. Remember, you're in tune with the world when you're in tune with radio. ¶¶